Hey friends, welcome back to the show. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different, but a whole lot of fun. I've got my business bestie, Sarah, with me, and we're pulling back the curtains on business, friendship, and all the crazy moments in between. We're talking about how we met, what it's really like having someone in your corner who gets it, and we're spilling some stories that will probably make you laugh and maybe cringe a little too. We've got rapid fire questions, behind the scenes moments, and yes, even dishing out on the stuff we secretly can't stand in this industry. So grab your coffee, wine, or whatever's in your cup and come hang out with us. This is going to be like you're sitting right here on the couch with your besties. Let's get into it. Welcome to The Raw Edit, where we keep it real, raw, and ridiculously fun.
We're two photographers who've seen it all. Blurry shots, perfect poses, epic travels, and those WTF is this lighting moments.
Whether you're behind the lens, in front of it, or just trying to figure out what the heck raw files even are, this is the podcast for you.
We're talking about the good, the bad, and the unfiltered truths of building a photography business that doesn't just survive, it thrives.
Think travel adventures, tips that actually work, behind the scenes chaos, and maybe a little tea about what really goes down on shoots.
We're dishing out all the secrets from nailing your dream shots to running a business that doesn't make you want to cry into your SD cards.
No fluff, no filters, just real talk, a few laughs, and maybe a little chaos.
So grab your camera, your Diet Coke, and join us for the Raw Edit.
So how did Sarah and I meet? It was in the roundtable that Sabrina Gebhardt has. It's a monthly subscription. And Sarah had just left a message on there saying, is there any other senior photographers in here? And our other friend, Sarah, had said, or maybe it was Sabrina, said, yes, we've got a couple and maybe take me in it. Well, then we started talking on Voxer, and here I thought Sarah was like a newbie starting with senior photography, like wanting to know some pretty basic questions. And I get on Voxer with her and no, she is not a newbie. She knows everything. And I'm like, why do you need to talk to another senior photographer? You already know all the stuff. That's what I was thinking in my head. And we just hit it off. And like, then we started talking every day. And I think we did
every
a master class
for hours.
Hours, yes.
Like yes, about hours. Yeah.
But something, Sarah, I made Sarah make a post that was like a social post that was Sarah Knows. Remember Bo Knows? That's for Sarah Knows. Because it doesn't matter what it is. I could be like, oh, you should do this. Yeah, I do that. Or you should do this. Yep, I have a drone. Oh, wait, you should do video when you take some of your weddings. Yeah, that's in my package. Like anything I've ever asked you, you do. Like you'll be randomly talking to me on a Tuesday and you'll be like, oh yeah, I just updated the chiropractor's website. They need more product. And then I'll be like, what? You do websites? Come on. Yeah. Did I miss anything?
No. No. Oh, I take video and photos of cows. We had that discussion one day. You're like, you do yes. What? You videotape yes, and take pictures of your cows? Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Also, yes. Highlight of your week would be to go fishing, which Sarah and I, we are the same and we are not the same.
Yeah, I don't know how this relationship's working, because I'm like, you don't like to fish? And she's like, no. I'm like, what? How does this work?
Yeah. But we do love to shop. We have that in common. Yeah. We're both springs.
Yes.
We got our colors and we're both springs. And so like our colors are bright and cheery and like, yeah, that's been something huge for us lately.
Yeah. Which we I love.
Colors. Yep.
I love that. I was shopping this weekend and it's just an automatic. Oh, I'm shopping. Let me send you random photos of me in a dressing room putting on clothes. And I said something to my daughter when I got home. I'm like, oh, yeah, Kelly and I like shop together. And she's like, how do you do that? She's in North Dakota and you're in Wisconsin. I said, we send pictures back and forth to each other. We text while we're in the dressing room. She's like, good Lord.
Or, you know, I'll get a haul because, you know, I don't have shopping here. And I'll send you 20 videos at once. And I'll be like, okay, which outfits do you like, Sarah? Which one should I get rid of?
Yeah. I love that. I do. I love shopping with you. I do. Even though it's texting and back and forth. I love it.
We have a lot of the same things now. Like I'll be like, okay, I need that in a medium. Or Sarah, this is the website. Buyers on here. Yeah, we do that a lot.
We should have
our next photo shoot together be us all in matching outfits, because by then we're going to have all these matching outfits. We could totally do that.
Remember back in the days, well, maybe moms still do it. They would dress their twin girls in the same exact outfits.
Yes.
You and I should show up in the exact same outfits and take our, you know, those awkward sister family photos.
Yes.
That'd be hilarious.
Okay, that's on our list now. That's on our list. I'll add it to like our real list that we have so that when we see each other in person, we have this real list that we like to do. So, yeah.
It's to the point where if I haven't heard from you in the day, I will be like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Is everything good? Like, how are you doing? Like, it's been fantastic. I love it. Absolutely love it. If you haven't found your bestie, you need to find one because, and actually we have some of our friends are like, how did you two all meet? Like, I need to find myself a bestie like that. It's so fun. When we were at the Reset conference, we had a couple people come up to us and we're like, I got to find myself one of these besties because this is fantastic. So I love that people recognize that and see that and see how much fun we're having with it because it's been fantastic.
Also, we've like launched big things just talking to each other, and you don't see things when you're in it, right? Like you might be like, oh, I know I want to do this, but how do I go about it? Or, you know, like I'll see something on Instagram. It was, let's say Sarah's launching her sports course. I'll see something on Instagram and I'll send it to Sarah and be like, okay, this is how you should word this. This caught my attention. This is what you need to do. Or Sarah will be like, this is the next freebie you need to do. Like we do that quite often where you maybe don't see it because you're in it, but your bestie season is like, okay, this is what you could do next. This is what the world needs right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I love that. I love that. What? Okay. Let's just do some rapid fire questions.
Okay. Okay.
What's your favorite lens?
My 28-70 F2.
Mm, I knew you were going to say that.
What's your favorite?
Mine is I'm going to say 85 because
you're going to say a prime. I know you are.
I'm a prime girl. I have the 28-70 and Kelly talked me into the 78-20. It's heavy. It is a heavy monster. Like it is very heavy. Don't get me wrong. I've used it. I like it. I don't know if I love it. I love my 85.
I can only have one lens, that would be my lens. And I love primes too, but that's just the one for me. I don't know. Yeah, for sure. It's the one for me. Okay.
Just wait a minute. How many prime lenses do you own?
I have them all. I have 35, 50, 85, 130, but it's the old one, you know, or 135.
Yeah, I got that one. Yeah. Did you start out telephoto or did you start out prime?
I think I probably had a Nifty 50 back in the day if I had to guess, but I'm sure I had a zoom. I'm sure I had a kit lens when I got it, you know, to start. Yeah. So I would say it was a zoom and then like a Nifty 50 if I had to guess. But I think zooms are kind of what I go to. I do love the look of a prime lens, but I mean, then you're the zoom, your body, you're moving around or the zoom. And I don't know. I guess it depends what we're shooting, right? If it's a family and they have toddlers, a zoom is faster, I feel like, because you can be in and out as you're moving around. Where if it's a senior, I mean, you're navigating where they're going to stand or sit. So,
right.
What if I'm doing seniors, I like to have my harness on and have my 28-70 and then an 85. Those are my go-tos. But now I've realized I like to be able to move around more. And so I've just been shooting with one because if I want to get on my back, it's too hard. Your cameras are going to hit the ground or you're going to have to hold one. And, you know, or if you want to get on your stomach, you know, like you don't want them, you know, so.
Right.
I don't know.
So I down at Reset and you know this, Canon was there and they allowed us to rent out some lenses while we were down there, which was fantastic. So worth doing. So there was, and I did not know this, that there is 2 85mm lenses that are available for Canon. Yep. One is a macro and one is not. So I have the 85 that is not a macro. So I was talking to the Canon rep and she was like, oh, this is my favorite lens. It's a macro. And what I didn't realize is that the 85 that is a macro, you can stand 3 to 4 feet closer to your subject than you can with the other lens, it's huge. Like you're going from standing 12 feet away from your subject to now being able to stand like 8 feet away from your subject. That's huge. And the price of that lens, I want to say it's only $560 brand new. The macro 85 lens.
Way lighter. Remember? Way lighter.
so much later than the 85. So I've been toying with the idea of getting that macro 85 because
I already bought it.
No, I got the 35. I got the RF 35. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, then here's your sign. Buy it.
Yep. I know. So I am. Yes. Before I start my senior season, I'm going to buy the RF 85 macro. So if there's anybody out there who's wanting to get an 85 prime lens and can't afford the RF, which is like $1,600, go out and buy the 85 macro because it's
fantastic. And the gal that was talking to us about it, she likes it better than the more expensive one.
Yeah.
And so you know, it's nice to hear that from people that, you know, they probably get a huge discount if I mean, typically if you work somewhere, right? Because they want you to try the stuff out. And she said she much prefers the cheaper 35 and the cheaper 85.
Yeah.
So, and the cheaper 35, you know, they came out with a new one, but the cheaper 35, is that a macro, Sarah?
Yeah, it's a macro too. Okay. I got it. Yeah. I came home from reset.
I do too.
Got it. Yeah.
Because it's so small and it's so light. If you're going to travel, it would be, it'd be a very easy one where she actually throws it in her purse. Remember she showed us.
Yeah.
Like it's small enough. Cause really it's just the camera body at that point. It only sticks out like an inch.
Not very much. Yeah. No, fantastic. So, and the 85, the reason I like my 85 is for the bokeh. And when you compare 85 macro versus 85, I can tell a difference, but your clients are not going to know the difference.
Never. They would never be able to tell. Plus
they would never.
If you really wanted to change that, you could pull it in the Lightroom now and you could change it in the back end. I mean, not that you're going to do that and waste the time to do that, but you could if you really wanted to.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay.
Okay. Next question.
Next question.
What's your favorite business investment so far?
So last year, I was couldn't decide whether or not I wanted to go to this conference in Chicago. And I did. It was the best $360 I spent, was going to the Got Photo Summer Camp. And it was something that I wanted to change. It was for volume photographers. And I do volume sports photography. And so that has been game changing for me and my business. So favorite business investment was that.
Well, and explain that math that you made. Explain that. Explain, I mean, because that was something big that came from that.
Yeah, that was huge. So for volume sports photographers, I typically would go in there with my portable setup, my lights, and I would use the gym as a backdrop. And I would get like just one pose of the kid with the basketball or the bat or a volleyball. And then I would do the team photo. And then I would make my memory mates and I would be offering the kids one pose and a memory mate. Okay. And my average order value was $20. I got a $20 package and that's what everybody would go with. So with the new system that I'm doing now, I use a high key, which is just basically an illuminated backdrop. And I use a foot placement mat. And on that foot placement mat, I have the kids can stand in their feet in the ones position, which is basically straight on with the camera. And then I'll turn them at a 45 and we'll do in position two. And then the opposite of that would be position three, which is the opposite direction, 45. And it has allowed me to give my athletes anywhere between 3 to 4 or 5 poses, which has increased my order value. Yep. And then I extract all of my individual photos out and I build team photos, composite team photos. I'm building graphics. I also use just a black background. So when I deliver my galleries now, the parents are getting memory mates and at least 4 different poses on 2 different backdrops. And my order value has doubled. So I'm averaging now about $50. An order, which has been amazing.
And you made that foot map. You should put that link in the bottom of this just so people can, if they want to purchase it. Cause okay. Perfect. Okay. So my favorite business investment, I mean, there's probably several, but the studio for sure. I would say it was just like a storage area at the time. It's in the past, it was used for dance, I think, and like karate stuff. But when I got it, it was just for storage. And so I put windows in it, redid the flooring, had to do a lot of work to it before I could use it. But now that I have it, it's fantastic. Because as you know, it's not uncommon for it to get 50 below in North Dakota in the winter. So that's been my best advance, my best investment. It's also, I can go there, edit. If I, you know, if it's the kids are all home and I need some quiet time, I can go up there. I store like a lot of the things that I store at the house that were all over the house are now in a central location. So yeah, it's been great. Let's see, let's talk about our favorite dream travel destination. And we can talk both personal and for a photo shoot. So I think mine would be the same though. If I'm going to go somewhere, I'm going to be shooting for, you know, either or. And mine would be Greece. That's my number one bucket list place to go. Like one of those islands in Greece. I mean, I've got a long list, but that's my first go-to. Sarah, how about you?
Greece is on my list. Switzerland is on my list. Iceland is on my list.
Yeah, that's on my list too. I'd like to go pretty much anywhere in Europe, if I'm being honest. I mean, I've never been to Europe, so anywhere. And then actually, a lot of the national parks I'd like to go to, you know, there's so many in the U.S. There's more than we think. So, and I know you love national parks too, so I'm sure you have that kind
of. Oh, yeah. I love my parks. I want to go to Banff. I know you've been there.
Yeah. It's been a long time. It was in high school. Yeah. Okay. What is in your camera bag that you thought you'd never need, Sarah?
The one thing that I know is in there, the other day my mom was sifting through my camera bag. She was helping me at one of my sports photos. And she's like, why do you have a pantyhose in your camera bag? And I'm like, you put it over top of your lens when you're doing pictures. Like, it just gives it that soft kind of grainy look. I also have a Ziploc, like a sandwich size Ziploc bag in there. And I cut the bottom out of it. And I'll crinkle that up. I'll put that over top of my lens for my senior photos. And it just gives this kind of a, I don't even know what you'd call that. Kind of a vignette around your subject.
Yeah.
I like to do that every once in a while just for some special effects. So those are two things right now in my bag that I thought I'd never be packing around. It's just a sandwich Ziploc bag that has the bottom out of it and a pantyhose. How about you?
I don't really have a bunch of random stuff, but I do have, remember when I was doing all those travel sessions and my mom and I would jump in and out of the frame, you know, this for that reel that I made.
Yeah.
I needed something to hold the camera or my phone up because we kept looking for rocks and stuff. And, you know, sometimes you need them up and down. And what I ended up finding was it looks literally like a credit card and it's magnetic, you know, cause I have that MagSafe or whatever on the back of my iPhone. And then you can pop it up or keep it down, but it's flat. I mean, it's tiny. And so I just keep that in the front of my camera bag. And I mean, I could use it for B-roll or whatever, but that's something I never thought I would need, but I now need because of the way social media has went. So yeah, not as fun as yours, but you know.
All right. I already know what your drink is. So you don't need to tell me what your drink is.
But maybe our listeners don't know. Yeah.
Kelly doesn't drink coffee. She doesn't drink cocktails. She drinks Diet Coke nonstop all day long. She likes the minis.
Yes.
She preferred out of a bottle probably than out of a can.
Yes. I prefer it from McDonald's, but if you know, our Simonson's in town is my favorite place. And actually, if I'm being perfectly honest, I mostly drink Diet Mountain Dew in the fountain pop from Simonson's, only place. But if I can't get that, then Diet Coke, because most restaurants have Diet Coke. And I keep Diet Coke at home because I don't like it out of the can or in a bottle for Diet Mountain Dew. It's got to be from the specific store and fountain. So I'm bougie like that, Sarah. What's your favorite one? Are you like Poppy or something like that?
I drink Poppy. Yeah, I gave up Pop. Oh, God. 5 or 6, probably 7 years ago. I just don't drink it. Now, if I have a sip of it, it's so syrupy and sugary. I can't. I drink Poppy. Yep. That's probably my drink of choice. I drink like Waterloos or the LaCroix.
Those are terrible. It's like just a hint of flavor. And I'm like,
I know, that's all I need.
Like even like the alcoholic kind, I don't know. There's some brands kind of that just have like a hint of flavor. And I'm like, they're so gross.
Oh. The seltzers. Yeah. I can't do those.
Yes. No. They're this gross. No, thank you. No, I'll have water. I'll have water.
I was gonna say, I don't drink any alcohol. I just don't. Maybe once in a great while I have an old fashioned, but I'm not a big alcohol drinker either.
Do you do it where they put like the, or it's fire and it like comes out like,
no,
not steam, but those are cool.
No,
I don't drink them, but I've seen it and it looks cool. It'd be cool for like a video or like, you know, a slow-mo video.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I also get mad when you're like at a, like a restaurant and you're like, what do you want to drink? And I'll be like, Diet Coke. And they'll be like, okay, Diet Pepsi. Okay. No, it's not okay. Is Monopoly money okay? Those are not the same thing. And then I'm like, no, I'll just have water then. And then I'm annoyed.
Hey, photographers, Sarah here. Are you ready to level up your skills and build the business of your dreams? Whether you're just starting out or you're feeling stuck in the middle of your journey, my mentorships are designed to give you the tools, confidence, and strategies you need to succeed. I know firsthand how overwhelming it can feel to navigate the world of photography, balancing client work, learning editing techniques, and marketing yourself all at once. Maybe you're struggling to book the right clients, or you're spending hours editing and still not loving the results. You're not alone, and that's where my mentorships come in. I've designed personalized one-on-one sessions tailored to your specific needs. Whether you're mastering your camera settings, nailing consistent editing in Lightroom and Photoshop, or creating efficient workflows to save time, we'll focus on the areas that matter most to you. This isn't a cookie cutter course. It's a fully customized experience designed to meet your goals. You'll learn actionable strategies that you can implement immediately to see results in your business. Plus, you'll get insider tips on how to find light, pose with confidence, and build a standout client experience, things I've perfected over years of photographing high school seniors and beyond. I've been where you are, and I know what it takes to go from feeling overwhelmed to running a business that not only thrives, but feels fulfilling. My mentorships are all about helping you fast track your success while avoiding the mistakes I made along the way. Are you ready to invest in your business? Let's make it happen. Head to smunsonphotography.com to learn more and book your mentor session today. Don't wait. Your next breakthrough could just be one call away. You don't have to figure it all out on your own. Let's work together to build the photography business you've been dreaming of, one step at a time. Now let's get back to the episode.
Let's do some hot takes.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's talk about unpopular opinions about photography trends. So
you go.
What I was going to say, what are some of the popular trends right now?
Well, you and I have talked about this, was the blurry, out of focus, intentional out of focus, but nothing's in focus. And it's kind of got that really almost like you dropped your camera and it took a picture type of effect, but not as cool as that. I don't love that. I mean, I think one or two is cool in a gallery, but like the ones where you're seeing, it's the entire gallery. And you know what you're doing. It's an intentional thing. It's not that they're bad photographers. They like that. Right. I don't love that. I do like the ones where something is in focus and other things are blurry. I like that, especially if it's kind of like framing them and it dries your eye. And I like that, but you're not going to do a whole gallery of that. That might be the one picture, cause it takes a hot minute to get that, you know,
right.
What about you?
I mean, I kind of agree. I agree with that. I like the when somebody is in focus and everything else around the outside of it is out of focus. If there's a little blur there, that's okay. But it, like, again, it draws attention to the subject.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some of the trends that are out there right now. I really don't have any.
Yeah. That's the only thing that I could even think of when we were talking about that. Should we move on? I know the answer to this for both of us, but AI in photography, is it helpful or scary?
Oh, damn. That is the most helpful thing we've ever discovered. I mean, there is nothing scary about it.
We've renamed ours, our ChatGPT, which you have to have the paid version. I mean, how many times we're going to preach that? We call Buddy. And I know I've told this story before, but we call it Buddy so much that when I was looking at my phone to use it one day, I searched for Buddy. Nothing came up, by the way.
We use it for everything. Buddy. It's just easier.
Yeah.
Chat GPT. Yeah. Really? GPT? Can we get rid of the GPT?
Just I know. Chat. Also, Sarah, I feel like it should have a girl's name if we're being honest, because it should have been something that was more girl related. Because Buddy sounds like a boy, but you know.
Yeah. We should. We should rename it to girls. Yeah.
I know.
But no, there is nothing scary about AI. AI is the future. AI is creating millions of jobs. Everybody's using AI, not just photographers. And AI it's so much faster.
Yeah.
I mean, just think about you doing research for any upcoming sessions that you're doing travel wise. Can you do that research faster with chat, or can you do it physically yourself faster?
Like, oh, well, we know the answer to that. I mean,
yeah,
it's so useful for so many things. And I don't think people have wrapped their head around that. Like all the things you can use it for, like, it's ridiculous. It's never ending. Do you know that? I mean,
I ran house cleaning for my home. Give me a daily, a weekly, a monthly, and a yearly. And it all I had to do was describe my home, ranch style, how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, is there upper level, is there like basement, what is all included in your home? It gave me a complete cleaning schedule for an entire year for just keeping up with my home. Like, that's just stuff that you can have chat. I mean, I know you use it for other things too.
Well, you used it one time because you didn't know what to make. And so you told what you had in the fridge, wasn't it you, Sarah? And it just came up with a recipe and everything. And you're like, okay, I'll do that.
Like, these are the three ingredients I have. What should I make with it? Because you know how sometimes you get stuck in a rut of just making the same thing over and over and over again, and you get tired of it. So I'm like, okay, these are the three ingredients. What can I make with it? So, yeah, I mean, it's endless what you can do with ChatGPT.
Have you seen now the deep dive? It's called the deep dive or whatever. I don't know if that's the exact term of it, but it does like so many a month with the paid version.
Oh, which, really?
Like, and it, when it does it, it takes it 15 minutes to do it. And it comes back with like a whole, like, I've run it a couple times not meaning to, and I'm like, son of a bitch, now I gotta wait 15 minutes for it to give me an answer to this thing. And it's like very detailed. It'd be good for like a medical thing, you know, like to have it do a deep dive on something like that. But
I have noticed that now that we've got, download the mobile. That is another business tip, pro tip. Download the mobile app for your phone, because I've noticed now it will all of a sudden randomly, if I am working on something and I don't get back to it, it'll randomly say, do you want to finish writing this blog? And I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot that I was doing that. Let's get back into Buddy and have it finish writing whatever blog I was. So then, yeah, just random things like that, that it's reminding me of. That just happened the other day.
Oh, I haven't had that happen yet, but I love it. It has swore at me once, which made my entire best thing ever. I was like, wait, what? Immediately boxer Sarah.
Oh my God, it swears. I love that.
Yeah, made my day. I love it. Totally made my day.
All right, let's talk about blogging.
Okay, let's talk about
blogging. Still worth it. Your opinion.
100%. 100% it is, because you need it for your SEO. I mean, I guess that's probably the biggest thing, but I guess it's also how are you going to utilize it? I think one of the biggest ways I use it is for my senior Sundays. And that's like to get to know the seniors. I did ask, my best friend's daughter is a senior this year. Like, I don't know if I told you this, just this weekend I said, because I needed to do another one and they take a lot of time. And I'm like, do you think the seniors even like it? And she was in her car, so it was on speaker. And Maya immediately said, yes, 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 yes. And because I'm like, if I'm going to put all the time and effort in this, I think they would like it. But I'm 47 years old. I haven't been a senior for many, many years. And my best friend, she's like, yes, they both. So it was both a yes. But anyways, that's one of my biggest ways I use blogging, because that's a weekly thing. But I also have my VA do it to keep up with all the other things. But I think it is also, it's for people to find you, right? It's a search engine type of thing for keywords and stuff. But what do you think? What are your thoughts on it?
I agree. I feel like blogging is not dead. Blogging is a must if you want to be found on Google. You want to rank higher in your SEO on Google for the searches. Do I do enough of it? No. Do I need to? Yes. That's every photographer's struggle, is that kind of stuff. The SEO and the blogging stuff. It's just, it takes time. It is takes a lot of time. But no, I agree that blogging is still worth it and that you need to do it. And I like to use it. One, I will blog about my senior sessions. Another pro tip, if you get the mobile app, the minute you're done with your session, pull up ChatGPT on your phone.
Yep.
Do the voice to text. Just hit the record button and just start
Word vomit.
Just start talking all about that session. Like, what was the weather? What were their outfits like? Did they have fun? What were your locations? You know, all the things. Anything that happened that was funny. Like, everything about that session, just totally dump into that chat. And then ask ChatGPT to write a blog to make sure it's Yoast friendly, make sure that it's got SEO titles, give you so many characters or so many words for that blog post, and then make sure you include meta descriptions. And by the time you get home, ChatGPT has already got your blog written for you. Mm-hmm. And it's already in your words because you just talk text it through the mobile app. Amazing.
And once you have that, you can be like, okay, now I need you to make me a reel. I need you to make me a carousel for Instagram and write the caption and give me hashtags on that. I mean, it does everything for you. You just need to tell it what to do. I mean, Sarah and I utilize it for everything. Boom. Yeah. Yep. It's
drop
amazing.
The mic. Yep.
Yes. Yes.
End of story. Yes. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, that's so good. Okay. Last question.
Let's go down to the business bestie secrets. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, the listeners, we use ChatGPT to come up with what we wanted to talk with on this episode. And it came up with great things. So, I mean, we use it for everything. And when I say that, I mean that.
We do for everything.
So this is the thing. It says business bestie secrets. How do we bounce ideas off of each other? I think just talking on Voxer, we will just talk about our days and what we're doing and something we maybe want to work more on or do any goals for the year. I mean, just we talk all the time. And that might make me or Sarah be like, oh, you know what? That would be a perfect freebie. You should make this. Or that's a course you need to be building right now in the off time that you don't have. That's the course you should be building. I mean, what anything else you can think of, Sarah?
Feel like because you and I know each other so well, that there's things that I will mention that you need to do and you don't even see it. You know,
yeah.
If we're talking about something, I'll be like, you know what? You should create something for this. Or you'll have something come up and you'll be like, I saw this on Instagram. You need to do this. Like, I feel like when you've got a business bestie, you know each other so well that you're basically helping each other kind of as business partners, helping you with your business. I don't know. That's what I, and it is, if you've got something mulling around your brain, you're like, I don't know how to do this. We Voxer each other. Like, I've got this idea. Yep. How would you do this? Like, what do you think about this? So yeah, we're always bouncing things off each other.
Yeah, fantastic. I agree. Yeah, I think, yeah. Okay. How would you find your own business bestie? I mean, you guys just heard our backstory about it. So I would say getting like, if it's like seniors, find senior groups to talk to people. If you're a family photographer, branding, whatever your specialty is, you know, there's always Facebook groups. There's always Instagram groups. Get on there. I mean, or start following people that are doing that. And if you're super interested in them, just start a conversation. Like Sarah was like, you know, let's chat. And I mean, that's how this all started.
It was legit.
Put yourself out there.
Is there any senior photographers in this group who want to chat? And that was all it was.
Yep.
And 2 years and a bazillion Voxer messages later.
A podcast.
We're doing a podcast and finishing each other's sentences and know each other's kids' names. And it's awesome.
Yeah.
The things you don't agree on, but love each other. Anyways, fishing. You don't agree with me on fishing.
Fishing. It'd be fishing. I don't even eat fish. So, I mean, there's so many levels of that, you know.
Oh, my God. You don't even eat fish?
No, I don't. My parents never fed it to us when we were growing up. And you know how weird I'm like, I mean, if you don't know this about me, I'm like a 5-year-old kid when I go to a restaurant. If it's something I like, I will get it every single time. And I don't try new things. I don't go out of my bubble. And they're very basic. Like, and I'm not a foodie by any means at all. Zero. But Sarah loves to fish. And I do love that about you. I just would never do it. Like, there's no interest in that for me. Like, you like to ice fish. You like to like fish on rivers, lakes, you name it. As long as you're fishing, you don't care. Probably deep sea fishing. I don't know, but no.
I'd do that.
No, weird. What else? Is there anything else that we don't?
Things that we don't agree on, but there's love not each other really anyway.
Other stuff that I can think of.
We both drive Fords.
We do.
They're
both Springs. We already said that. We already talked about that. Both
Springs.
We're the same age, roughly.
Yeah. Both in the same era.
Yeah. Both married forever. We both love to shop. Both love photography.
We're both senior photographers. She does families and maternity. She has a studio. I don't have a studio. I don't do families. I don't do maternities. I do weddings, but I'm getting out of those.
You have did all that though. You've just niched down to seniors.
Yeah, I've niched down.
Yeah. And you had a studio. You just don't
know. I did have a studio way long time ago.
Yeah.
Though I feel that's another thing. Do you feel like studios are coming back?
No, I don't know. I did it out of necessity. It wasn't like, I don't know. I guess now you say that maybe, but I also think now that there's like, what do you call those spaces? Like they're not, are they co-working spaces? Yeah. Or in Airbnbs that you, there's workarounds, now, right? I mean, like,
do you want to, that's it.
Yep. Or renting an Airbnb for a day if you're doing a bunch of branding sessions or hedge. I mean, there's workarounds now that there didn't used to be, I feel like. So in a way I think they are, but I think people are using alternative versions of it, if that makes sense. So, yeah.
The only reason I say that is because there was three studios in our area that have just closed doors.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But then I see other photographers around the United States who are all opening up studios and creating those spaces. And I didn't know if it was just a regional thing or.
I guess I don't know.
I mean, okay,
go ahead. Sorry.
I don't know that I mean, I have a pop-up studio in my basement, but I don't know that I'm going to go out and buy a studio and open one up. I mean, I did at one time. I feel like when you've got a studio, at least back in the day when I had one, I was shooting nonstop because you can do it at night. You can do it on the weekends. Right. You can do it during rainy season. You can do it during cold season. Like, I just found myself running out of time, but that was also because I was working a full-time job at the same time. But yeah, it's just, I don't feel like it's as popular around here as it is in other places.
I think it's probably regional. We've talked about that too, how some things go, like indoor sessions are huge in the South. They're not in the Midwest. What was the other thing we just talked about? Oh, those personality sessions are not huge here, but like in the South, they are huge. I think it is regional in what we know and what people like.
Right.
Yeah.
Same with senior photos. I mean,
yes,
it's that huge is definitely where we're at. And then you go to like the East Coast. And it's not a big thing. Like there's not as big a push there as I feel there is here in the Midwest. So it's definitely a regional thing.
Yeah. Let's end it with these two questions of what we wish we knew starting out. Cause I think these would be interesting for people. What would you tell yourself on day one of your business? So I know mine. I would say, done is better than perfect. Like do the thing, just do the thing, get it out there. You know, I think I've seen photographers do this and they grow faster and stronger, if that makes sense, doing that versus like, you know, feeling like you need to be almost the expert before you. But I mean, I just think you do it and fake it till you make it. And, you know, like kind of in a way, like,
right.
But that's not how I started out. And I know that's not how you started out, but.
But that is more of where I want to go. What you just said, same. Done is better than perfect. Yeah. Because I feel like I was the same way. Like if I start Summit, I want it to be perfect. Well, done is better than perfect. Just get it done and out the door. And who cares if it's not perfect? That's where I'm going. Like I'm halfway in between there.
Yeah.
I mean, that would probably be a good one. Work smarter, not harder. Yeah. I'm all about finding efficient ways to do something. And I've done that with my post-processing, which has been working fantastic for me. So that would probably be one thing that I would have probably discovered sooner was finding something that didn't bury me. and I didn't feel overwhelmed because that's where I came from. And that's how I discovered that I needed to find something, is because I was so burnt out and overwhelmed. I needed to find something in my business that helped me with my post-processing production. So that's probably something I probably would have worked on sooner.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense too.
What's the best piece of advice you've ever given, and the worst? Oof.
The best piece of advice I've ever been given was, how's that saying go? Because Sabrina always would say it to me. It's about being in, like, when you have younger kids, you can't do the same thing when you have older kids or kids that are in college. It's, you know, the saying I'm talking about? Yes. Give yourself grace for this season in life, because, you know, if you have infants at home, you cannot stay up till 2 a.m. editing. Where if your kids are in college and, you know, you don't have another full-time job, you could stay up till 2 a.m. editing if you're maybe a night person and sleep in the morning. Like, you just have to think about that and give yourself the grace of it. And then the second one is, if not this, then better. Same, Sabrina gave me that one too. But, like, you know, you get in this mindset of, like, you know, if this doesn't happen, then, you know, then it's going to be negative, not positive. Well, if this doesn't happen, maybe it's because something better is coming. Not that something, you know, not this, it ends right there. This didn't happen. And, you know, but yeah. What about you?
The best piece of advice I've ever given someone, and this is my friend Jade. Her and I were doing her branding session and we got talking about education. And I told her, I said, I don't care what it's going to cost me. If I come out of that education or that workshop learning one new thing to implement in my business, it was worth it.
It was worth it. Yeah.
And she to this day blames me for all the money that she spends on these educations and workshops, because, and she'll message me every once in a while. She'll be like, just dropped $1,200 on a workshop because of you. And I'm like, yay, congratulations. Woo-hoo. But that is the best piece of advice I've ever given someone, is invest, even though you don't know what you're going to come out with. If you just come out with one thing, it was worth the investment. And then another thing that I like to say a lot is, because for me, saying no is really hard. Mm-hmm. And the best advice anybody's ever given me was, you can say no because you're really saying yes to something else.
Yes. It's a mindset thing for both of those, for both those things that you said. It's definitely just doing a little twist to the mindset and changing your perspective all the way around. I love that. Yep. I love both those. Yeah.
Yep. Saying no to one thing means you're saying yes to another thing. And I say that to a lot of my people a lot. Like, they're like, but I don't want to say no. I'm like, no, but if you say no, that means you're also going to say yes to something else that you want to do. Right. So that's just my words.
Yeah. Okay. I think we need to peace out on this. I said we'd go till a certain time and we're 20 minutes over.
We're 20 minutes over. All right. Well, this chat was great. Yeah. I always love our chats.
I do too. This is how we are in Voxer, you guys. So
yeah, this is how random it can be too. Like squirrel. Next thing you know, we're on a different topic. I love it.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Well, you have a fabulous day and I will probably talk to you in Voxer.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. See you.
Bye.
Bye.